Welcome to the Grind is Ugly podcast. I am your gracious, humble, beautiful, and loving host, Kyle Allen. Thank you for tuning into this episode. I'm happy to. We're doing very well with the podcast. It's growing. I think more people are starting to find out that I actually have a podcast, which, you know, it doesn't matter when you get here. It just matters that you're here now. My people, I just wanted to come from a moment of gratitude, number one. I'm thankful to be able to have a voice and to have a podcast. And you know, I used to be one of those people that say, there's too many podcasters. No, there's not. If you're out there and you want to speak, you want to talk, you have something to say, it's not my place to say what's ignorant and what's not, what's wrong and what's not. It's my place to say, go for your dreams. So if you want to start a podcast, don't wait for the perfect timing and to have a lot of money and just start a podcast. It's not all, everything isn't about the goal. Some things are about what you just want to do. So just go do it. Just whatever you want to do in life, go do it. Stop talking and posting about, yo, it's coming. It ain't coming. You ain't working for it. It's not just going to come. Pause. I'm off social media for the next 75 days. I'm doing a challenge with one of my brothers. And that's where I'm at. So whoever listens to this podcast is just going to be listening organically, which will be really cool to see. Does it even matter if I, you know, does it matter? Will people still listen if I don't post it on social media? It'll be interesting to see, but that's where I am. So if you don't see me on socials, I won't be on them for the next 75 days. And one thing I'll say about that, I realize I come on this podcast, and I say to myself, I'm not one of those people that are strung out on social media. You know, I don't post for clout or whatever it is. But I learned very quickly, very, very, very quickly, that I'm just like everybody else that doesn't know what to do with my life because I don't have social media. It feels weird. I don't know what none of y'all are doing. I don't know what the shade room said. And I found myself recently starting to look at gossip. Oh, you know, what'd they do? Oh, you know, and it's like, it was a timely thing to do this. And obviously with the challenge, you have to health things, physical things. Some things can't be spoken about because it's personal. But just, you know, that's just a little thing that I'm doing. But when I come out, I'm going to come out. And it's the end of that. So that's where I'm at with that. I'm deprogramming to program again. Okay, I'm destroying to rebuild again. So, my people, life. I want to talk about life. I want to talk about where we are, where you are, where I am. Constantly moving from tragedy to tragedy to tragedy, that no offense doesn't have anything to do with you, is making you miserable. I have seen over this class, I'd say since the death of Trayvon Martin, God bless that young man. We have been, I don't think, voluntarily jumping from tragedy to tragedy to horrible news to death to horrible news to death. And I have a quick question. If social media didn't alert you to every death that ever happens, not just police to black, I'm talking about just all the tragedy that you see. Man, I'll know that in Quater, there was an earthquake that killed 9 million people. Okay. I'm not being non-empathetic. What I'm saying is, when I was growing up, part of the reason why we always see those memes, oh, we used to drink out of the faucet. Now we can't drink out of the faucet because we know that the faucet causes cancer. Oh, my! You know what's so funny? I look at all these things that cause obesity. Cereal, fruit snacks, Little Debbie snacks, chips, soda. My dad had all that in the house. My dad did most of the shopping. He had all that in the house, and we ate all of it to fidelity. We nonstop ate those things. But guess what? We played. Guess what? We didn't know that Little Debbie's was causing obesity in the 90s, man. We just were eating Little Debbie's and playing and having fun. But it's almost like once you know, it becomes true. if that makes any sense. And I just think that we know so much and all the no. Okay, biblically speaking, I'll break it down very simply. Adam and Eve. All God told them was, hey, Adam, first, go and in this garden and name the animals, work in the garden. Hey, you're butt naked and you don't even know it. And if you don't want to believe that Adam and Eve is real, think of this as a story. Someone creates a human. I'll go that angle. Somebody creates a human being and tells him, hey, all I need you, I created you. You don't know anything about anything. You don't even, there's no such thing as ignorance. It doesn't exist. You're just, I created you. You go on and you move forward. You move forward. You move forward. Okay, great. Amazing. You're working in the garden. You don't even know that you're naked because that doesn't exist in your mind. But one day you are, and I tell you, hey, but just don't go over there because there's some, you're going to know too much. Human nature, instinctively, we want to know. We get tempted. We go over there. We now know all the issues that have been going on in the garden. The Creator's been shielding you from these things, but you wanted to know for yourself because you want to know. Okay, now you know. Now you realize, whoa, they told me I'm naked. I'm naked now. Whoa. So now you go cover up. I come out, I'm the Creator. I go, wait, why are you covered up? And you tell me you're naked. You never even thought about being naked. But now you're body conscious. You know what I mean? And my point in that is, hopefully that makes a little sliver of sense. We know too much. We know too much ignorant information that we don't need to know. I don't need to know that the dude I went to high school with 75 years ago passed out on I Street. Why do I need to know that? I don't. We don't need to be in contact with everybody. I don't need to know all of y'all's business, and you don't need to know mine. Back then, if you liked a girl, you could only see her at school, because back then our parents didn't just let us do everything like nowadays. I see kids wear things, do things, drive cars that I don't know what's happened. All the parenting is now physical. There's nothing else being poured virtually. Let me say virtually all parenting, because there are good parents. I don't want to generalize everything. But it seems to me, my opinion, my podcast, parenting has become all about what I can do to make this child happy and not what I can do to make this child grow. Growth hurts. When I used to go through my growth spurts, it hurt. It was instantaneous. You didn't know it was happening, but it hurts and it happens. And it happens when you don't know it happens. But now we don't want our children to grow because they'll not like us for a day. Who cares? One of the strongest things my dad ever told us was, I am not your friend. He's room 3. Sorry for the interruption. We are back, my people. I'm sorry. That was an important phone call. I'm sorry. So like I was saying, briefly, just let's get back into it. We don't need to know what everybody's doing. We just don't. Why do I care that Bill Blasky in Alaska fell off the mountain? It's no offense, but I don't know you, Bill. And I don't need to feel your pain. Energy is real. You wake up, you check Instagram. You see that your friend that's really a fraud is saying how she's the realest. Now you're mad. Now you're in your feelings. Now you want to go off. Now when you get to work, you talk to people crazy because of your friend pissed you off. But you only know that because you have Instagram. If you didn't have Instagram, you'd have no idea. My brother Watts said to me something very powerful that I never thought about in my life. And if you don't know, he has a podcast with his lovely wife, Justine, called What's Up Next, What's Up Next, What's Up Next, whatever you want to call it, but it's What's Up Next. You can file WATTSUPNEXT. What's Up Next? But he said that he woke up, and because he had no interactions with, you know, other things, nothing disturbed his groove. You know what I mean? His groove was his groove in reality. It was what he wanted to feel, what he wanted to think. And I never thought about it, but like I take on, the minute I wake up and I scroll, I'm taking on other people's groove, and it affects my own. So I just wanted to come before y'all, speak to my people, and let you know what I'm thinking. And maybe you can download some of this. Are you allowing people's groove, social media, things alike, to affect you, to affect how you think? Or are you in your own groove? And you know, I have a challenge for my listeners. I'm doing what I'm doing, but I challenge you just to go 3 days, delete the apps off your phone. 3 days, just 3 days. Just do 3 days. Delete them off your phone and see if you can go 3 days. Or are we starting to realize that the only bad things on earth isn't just gambling, drugs, sex, but what's really killing us is social media, food, lack of exercise, and lack of knowledge. We're always focused on the things that they've told us to be focused on. And we let all the things that we should be focused on slip. We don't care about those things because the government and my church and my parents and my brothers didn't tell me that that was an issue, but they keep telling me that this is an issue. So I focus on making sure I don't do that. But now I'm in another place of regret. I'm not saying you can be just selfish and think only about yourself all the time. That's not realistic, and I don't encourage that. But I am encouraging to find out who you are. Live the life you want to live respectfully. Find out who you are, listener. Not what your mother said, not what your cousin said, not what the Bible said, but definitely what God said. Talk to God. And if you don't believe in God, because there's probably somebody that's listening that doesn't, I'm not keeping you out. Talk to whoever you think you need to talk to. Because two minds are better than one when they're on one accord. But for me, I'm going to talk to God. Talk to my people I talk to. But more importantly, I'm going to talk and believe in myself. For myself. So that I can serve others, knowing who I am. Thank you for listening to Grind Is Ugly podcast. I appreciate you guys. I respect you guys. And thank you for going on this journey with me. See you on the other side.